Title: Record Stop Effects That Stay Musical Advanced. Alright, today we're going deep on record stop effects in drum and bass, specifically how to make them feel musical and intentional in Ableton Live. Because here's the reality: tape stops are everywhere in DNB, but the lazy version, the one where you just slap a stop on the master, usually destroys your groove, smears your transients, and makes the landing feel late or weird. And if your landing isn't sample tight in DNB, it doesn't feel like style. It feels like a mistake. So the goal of this lesson is simple. Build record stops that hit the grid. Keep your punch where you want it. Don't turn your low end into a swamp, and actually work in rolling or jungle style arrangements. We're going to build three methods. First, the most musical and controllable method: resample and warp the stop. Second, a faster, more rhythmic glitch style stop using beat repeat with a pitch ramp vibe. Third, a hybrid macro or rack you can perform like an instrument. And as we go, I want you thinking like a producer, not like a preset hunter. Every good stop answers two questions. 1. What happens to time? How long is the deceleration? Like a quarter bar, half bar, or a full bar? 2. What happens to tone? Does it get darker, filtered, noisier, thinner, wider, narrower? If both time and tone go extreme at the same time, it can read like the track is falling apart. Often the best stops are big time move with subtle tone move, or big tone move with a tighter, shorter time move. Let's start with method A, resample plus warp stop. This is the always musical approach because you're printing audio and then controlling it in a predictable, tempo-aware way. Step 1. Set up a dedicated print track. Create a new audio track and name it Print Stops. Set audio from to resampling. Set monitor to off, and that matters because if it's on, you'll hear doubled audio and you'll think something's wrong with your mix when it's just monitoring. Arm the track. Why are we doing this? Because you're going to capture the exact moment your mix bus is doing something cool, then you'll manipulate that audio without nuking the whole project. It keeps your main session stable, and it keeps you from doing destructive automation on the master. Now step 2. Print the moment you want to stop. Pick a classic DNB transition point. The last half bar before the drop is the obvious one, or the end of a 16-bar phrase. Record 1 to 2 bars, and make sure you include a transient you actually want as the grab point. That could be a snare on 2 or 4, a crash, a vocal stab, something that makes the stop feel like it caught the record on purpose. Teacher note: if you try to start a stop in the middle of sustain, it almost always feels weak. The stop needs a clear "I grabbed it here" moment. And if your section doesn't have a good transient sheet, add a tiny impact layer, a rim crack, a click, a short snare tick, right at the grab point. Even if the stop smears later, that transient tells the listener the transition is intentional. Step 3. Consolidate and warp correctly. Select your printed region and consolidate it so it becomes one clip. Open the clip view. Turn warp on. Usually Live will recognize the tempo if you recorded in time, but you still want a sanity check. Now pick your warp mode. If it's drums heavy, breaks, lots of transients, start with beats mode because it preserves punch. If it's a full mix or vocals, Complex Pro is often smoother. And a really practical DNB setting here: in beats mode, set preserve to transients, and set the envelope somewhere around 40 to 70. Higher envelope is tighter and punchier, lower gets smearier, more tape-like. There's no moral right answer. There's only does it feel good in the phrase. Step 4. Create the stop using warp markers and make it land musically. Bring that clip into arrangement and line it up on the grid. Now choose a stop length that makes musical sense. In DNB you want it phrase locked. Quarter bar, half bar, or one bar are your best friends. Anything like 0.37 bar just reads as sloppy, unless you're doing deliberate experimental stuff. Place a warp marker at the moment the stop begins, like bar 16 beat 3, for example. Place a second warp marker at the landing point, like bar 17 beat 1. Now the magic. Grab the audio after the first marker and stretch it so it accelerates into that second marker. Conceptually, you're forcing more audio to fit into less time, so playback slows down as it approaches the landing. That's your tape stop. And because you're literally anchoring it to the grid, it stays musical. No guessing. Now, step 5. Shape it so it feels like a real deck break. Warp stretching alone can sound too linear, like a math curve instead of a physical object. So we sweeten it with envelope shaping. Option 1 is volume curve. Automate the end to fade just a little, like 2 to 6 dB down in the last 100 to 250 milliseconds. Real stops often lose energy at the end. That small dip also helps the drop hit harder. Option 2 is the filter weight drop. Put an auto filter on the printed stop track. Set it to low pass, 24 dB slope, resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Don't overdo resonance or it starts whistling. Automate the cutoff down during the slowdown. For example, 18 kHz down to somewhere between 2 and 6 kHz depending on how dark you want it. This is one of the easiest ways to keep stretched high frequencies from turning into brittle, splashy artifacts. Now step 6, and this is crucial in DNB. Keep the sub clean. Tops can absolutely destroy low-end. Stretching time down there gives you flatty, facey chaos that fights your drop. Two main strategies. Strategy 1. Stop everything except the sub. Route your sub to its own track or bus, which you should already be doing in DNB. During the stop, either mute or duck the sub briefly, like a quarter to a half bar, or do the opposite. Keep the sub playing a sustained note through the stop. That can be insanely effective in dark rollers, because it creates tension without mud. Strategy 2. High pass the printed stop. On the print stops track, at EQ8 and high pass around 80 to 120 Hz, steeper if needed. That prevents the slowed audio from generating weird low-frequency whoomp that eats headroom and makes mastering harder later. Quick coach moment. Decide what owns the transition. A stop feels tight when one element stays stable while everything else breaks. Usually that's the sub, or sometimes a vocal tail or a pad. If everything stops at once, it can feel like the whole track fell off a cliff. Also, do a quick mono check right at the stop. Slowdowns exaggerate facey stereo content like wide rides, wide breaks, and big reverbs. Throw a utility on the stop channel and toggle width down to 0 for a second. If the impact disappears, narrow the highs during the stop, or tame the stereo effects feeding it. Cool, that's the premium method. Now method B. Beat repeat pitch ramp stop. This is faster and more glitchy. Less realistic tape. More junglist. More rhythmic. Great on fills. Set up a dedicated stop bus, either as a return or as a bus you route into. On that bus, add beat repeat, maybe redux for grit, auto filter and utility. Starting beat repeat settings. Interval. 1 bar or half bar if you want it to happen more often. Grid. 1/16. Very DNB friendly. Variation. 0. Keep it predictable. Gate. Around 60 to 80%. Chance. 100% when enabled. And if this is on a bus, you can keep it fully wet on the bus and control send amount from your source tracks. If it's inserted, you'll use dry/wet. Now the trick. You're going to fake a slowdown feel by automating pitch inside beat repeat. Enable pitch. Start at 0 semitones and ramp it down to minus 12 or minus 24 over a quarter bar to a bar, depending on how dramatic you want it. And the big rule here, automate it. Do not leave it to randomness if you want the landing to be consistent. DNB is unforgiving. You want it to hit bar 17 beat 1 every time. To make it land musically, automate repeat on exactly on a grid line, like right at 16.4.1. Then automate the pitch ramp, so it bottoms out right before the drop, like ending at 17.1.1. At the same time, automate auto filter low pass down a bit to smooth it. Arrangement move that works ridiculously well. Do the beat repeat stop on a break fill right before the drop, then cut to a totally dry snare hit on the one. That contrast makes the drop feel brutal. Now method C, the hybrid stop rack. Performance ready macros. This is for when you want to play the stop like an instrument and capture it into arrangement. Create an auto effect rack on a stop insert track. Make two chains. Dry, with no devices, and stop effects, with your processing. On stop effects chain, start with frequency shifter. Yes, frequency shifter, because it's not true pitch shifting. It's a weird, brutal, futuristic break that can feel perfect in techie DNB. Set it to frequency shifting mode. Fine at 0. Automate shift down into negative values, like 0 down to minus 200 Hz over half a bar. Keep dry/wet around 30 to 60%. Then auto filter low pass 24 dB. Automate cutoff down. Then echo, time at 1/8 or 1/4, feedback around 10 to 25%. High pass the echo around 150 Hz so the delay tail doesn't mess with the low end. Then utility, bass mono on, width around 70 to 100, but don't widen the lows. Now map macros. Macro 1, stop on. Map to chain selector or the stop chain volume, so you can instantly engage it. Macro 2, break. Map to frequency shifter shift. Macro 3, dull. Map to auto filter cutoff. Macro 4, tail. Map to echo feedback. Macro 5, sub safe. Map to either an EQ8 high pass frequency like 60 to 140 or utility gain dip, depending on your workflow. Now record macro moves for musical timing. Turn on arrangement record. Perform it. It stop on right on the snare. Tweep break over a quarter to half bar. Open tail slightly into the drop. Then kill it right before the one, so the drop transient isn't masked. And if you want maximum consistency, or lower CPU, freeze and flatten, or resample the result. Printing is your friend. Now let's talk about common mistakes, because fixing these is where advanced actually lives. Mistake 1. Stopping the master bus. That's the fastest way to lose punch. Smear your whole mix, and make the drop feel smaller. Instead, print it, or apply the effect to a dedicated bus. Mistake 2. Letting sub-frequencies slow down. That creates low-end chaos. High-pass your stop print, or keep the sub separate and stable. Mistake 3. Wrong warp mode. Beats for breaks. Complex Pro for full mixes and vocals. If it sounds like crunchy water, you're in the wrong mode. Mistake 4. Stop length not tied to phrasing. Keep it quarter bar, half bar, or one bar, and land on 16 or 32 bar boundaries most of the time. Mistake 5. No transient anchor. Your stop needs a grab point that survives processing. Now a few pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Try keeping the sub continuous but simplified. One sustained note through the stop. Then movement returns on the drop. That tension is expensive sounding. Add saturation after the stop print, not before. A saturator with 2 to 6 dB drive and soft clip can keep the slowed audio forward. If you want the stop to feel physical, add a dedicated break noise layer. White noise, low pass closing, an amp fade, a touch of saturation and maybe redux, and keep it high past around 300 to 600 HC so it never touches sub territory. Also, watch your pre-drop loudness management. Stops create perceived dips, and then your drop can feel quieter if the stop tail is masking the first kick and snare. Fix it by pulling the tail down 1 to 3 dB right before 1.1.1, or sidechain the stop tail from the drop kick for the first beat. And here's a really fun advanced variation. The DJ platter touch. Add a micro hold right at the grab point, like 20 to 60 milliseconds of stuck, before it starts slowing. This audio version is shortened for playback.